The old public service announcement is pretty well ingrained these days. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. There are new questions over who else should be responsible for stopping would-be drunk drivers. Bars and restaurants are already legally on the hook. Now, some in Boston say valet parking attendants should be as well. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
City Councilor Rob Consalvo says he decided something needed to be done after a 23-year-old on a scooter was mowed down by a drunk driver in Boston. The driver later said that he was, quote, blackout drunk and couldn't believe that a valet guy actually handed him his car keys.
I was stunned, and I said to myself, yeah, how could he have?
Consalvo says it only makes sense that valet guys withhold keys from drivers who appear drunk.
They're literally our last line of defense. If not them, who? They're the ones with the cars and the keys. I just think it's a no-brainer.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on to the claim check.
Great.
Should be pulling up here. It's about 5-10 minutes.
In Boston, valets have more mixed feelings, and no one more so than Josh LeMay, an executive with Ultimate Parking, who, as it turns out, was very close to the 23-year-old who was killed by that drunk driver. The young man babysat LeMay's kids.
Me personally, I would do anything to avoid that circumstance from occurring ever again. I mean, he was part of my family.
On the other hand, LeMay says it's not practical or fair to put the onus on valets, who tend to be 18 or 20 years old and, unlike bartenders, are not trained to spot intoxication and often have only a few seconds of interaction with a driver.
I wouldn't want to personally have that burden put on me, especially if I'm just opening a door and having them get into a vehicle.
All right, okay. Got it.
Okay. Have a nice one. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
LeMay says his company tells valets to tell a restaurant manager if a driver looks drunk, and valets often do. But a teenager, he says, making minimum wage to run up and down the block for cars is the wrong person to tell a drunk driver he can't have his car back.
I've had people, quite frankly, take a swing at me before by holding their keys.
Even that, however, would be nothing compared to the legal assaults valets would face.
You're going to have suit after suit after suit.
That's Dave Andelman of the Restaurant and Business Alliance. He says making valets get more training and more insurance would only drive up parking costs for everyone. And where do you stop, Andelman asks. Should we deputize coat checkers to take away a driver's keys?
You're sending a message to the individual, we'll take care of you like a baby. Not you're an adult and act like an adult. It's not just nanny state politics, it's crazy politics.
All right, have a great day. Get that door for you. All right.
In Boston, drivers are also divided. Some, like student Andrew Berg, bristle at the idea of valets sitting in judgment.
Their responsibility is to park your car in a garage while you eat dinner, not to police your sobriety or your ability to drive.
But as others, like Josue Pavone, see it, enlisting valets or anyone else in a position to help is something we can't afford not to do.
And yeah, it's more money, but hey, you can't put a price on life.
For his part, City Councilor Rob Consalvo concedes there are still practical issues to work out, but in principle, he insists, it is everyone's duty to help stop drunk driving. A lot of the objections, he says, are the same ones raised decades ago when restaurants and bars were first held liable for not cutting off a drunk patron.
It sounds crazy now because we don't do it, but it would work and it could be done. And I'm going to argue after 6 months. I mean, it would just be like, of course we do that.
Ultimately, Consalvo says there may well be more fights at the curb over who can drive, but most people would accept the offer of free overnight parking and a ride home and might even be grateful the morning after. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.